right. This conference is being recorded. This is Alan Hickman with Perfect Customers, August 12th, 2014. And this is our Strategic Attraction in Action. And so I'd like to ask each one of you just to say your name, where you're calling from, and a little bit about what you do and why you're here. Who'd like to go first?
Alex.
Great.
So, hello, everyone. My name is Alex, and I am from Italy. I am currently working in the international department of a cosmetic firm, the marketing department, and at the same time, I started my coaching business 1 year ago, and I'm doing it in my spare time, let's say, but not really. The purpose, I mean, the intention I set for this call with you all together is, well, to get to maximize the profits and the benefits from my coaching business, and to get to create and define better my package, my own thing in my coaching business, and to raise my vibration, as you said before. I really like that part.
Yeah, there it is, Alice. That's great. Thank you. Who's next?
Thank you.
This is Carrie.
Yes, Carrie.
So I'm in Fairfield, Iowa, as you know. And question, did you live here about one time?
I did. I lived there for about 12 years.
So I have already had you in my database with a 472 area code number.
See?
For the past year, I have been wanting to establish a coaching business around the passion test. And I also have some local leadership activities related to the Mankind Project, basically men's group. So that's where my interest lies in expanding and developing and getting both of these activities off the ground.
Very good. Great. You had a great conversation with Chris Kyle, walked him through the strategic attraction planning process for attracting an assistant. He's a good man.
He is that.
Yeah. For those who don't know, Chris Kyle is, what would you say, the main exponent of the Mankind Project.
Oh, one of a few thousand.
Yeah. So thank you, Carrie.
His efforts in the Man on Purpose courses, that is where he's coming in. Anyway,
Great. We're looking to do some kind of a joint venture, mutual support program there.
Well, keep me involved in that because we're also working with him with the Passion Test. So within the Mankind Project. So we've got a three-way connection here now.
Yeah, it was great. I was actually on the call where Randy gave his presentation. So you're in the perfect place, that's for sure, Carrie. Who's next?
Hi, this is Nancy Fields. I'm in Northampton, Massachusetts. I'm a graphic designer with over 20 years' experience as a freelancer. I was told about your I was encouraged to take this today from somebody who's been following you for quite some time, someone who I met in another group, and I have an online business. I'm beginning to package a design system. And I also design and build WordPress websites.
That's great. Wow. Way to go, Nancy. I can't wait to see what shows up here. You're in the right place, too. I love that. Thank you. Who's next?
Well, this is Patty Walters.
Patty.
Yeah. Morning, Alan.
Good morning.
Okay, so I am here in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and my business is called Rockstar Coaching and Consulting, and I work with primarily business owners and people out in the entrepreneurial world to create better relationships, and I do that through a lot of different ways. I am also certified as a strategic attraction coach and a facilitator. And yeah, the reason I'm here is because of you. Because I love it, and I love working with you, and it's just been a joy, and so I'm very, very happy to be on the call this morning.
Perfect. Thank you, Patty.
You're welcome.
Who's next?
Hi, I'm Celeste Perez, and I'm from the Dominican Republic, and I'm the one with the chimes in the background. And the reason, because I'm sitting out in my garden here, but the reason why I'm on the call is because I am the Senior National Director for the Passion Test Programs in Latin America, and I would love to introduce this work to Latin America as well.
Perfect. Let's do that, Celeste.
Let's do that.
Hi, Celeste.
Hi, Carrie.
Yeah.
Hi, Carrie. Nice hearing you. I'll see you soon.
Yep, I hope so.
It's
Alan.
Amazing. Who's next?
Alan.
Yes.
Alan, sorry.
Who's next?
No, this is Alice again. I just want to step in the conversation, and because I wanted to say that I'm a passion test facilitator, and I know Celeste, so hi, Celeste.
Hi.
See?
Nice to hear you.
Well, that's
nice
amazing.
To hear you, too.
Oh, it's great, because just last week I spoke to passion test facilitators, and then a couple of weeks ago, I guess Jan actually spoke to another group of passion test people, and of course there's a great story if I get a chance to tell it about, you know, wow, how we all got here. So anybody
great.
Else who hasn't had a chance to say hello yet?
My name is Constance Mason.
Hi, Constance.
How are you?
Great.
I'm from Glen Allen, Virginia, which is a suburb of Richmond, Virginia. And my business is Beautiful Visions for Windows. I'm a custom decorator who does in-home selling to a lot of people, but I need to attract some new customers. So that's why I'm here today. I read the book that you put out, or that your wife put out, I believe. And it's a good book, and I was attracted to it. I wanted to see if I could make some new and better connections.
Perfect. Thank you, Constance. And, yes, the Attracting Perfect Customers, The Power of Strategic Synchronicity is the book that Jan co-authored about 10 years ago. And then together we wrote a book called Being Attraction, B-E-E-I-N-G, Being Attraction, What Love Has to Do with Business and Marketing.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's where the strategic attraction planning process was first introduced. So, great. Constance, it's great to have you here from Glen Allen, Virginia. Beautiful, beautiful part of the country. Who's next?
Alan, this is Steve Hinden from Cedar Hill, Texas, right outside of Dallas. I am a coach working with business owners, and the reason I'm here, first of all, marketing seems to be one of the biggest topics with business owners that I run into. And secondly, a coach I was working with a couple of years ago had mentioned that Attracting Perfect Customers, or the book, was one of her inspirations. And I bought the book and read a little of it and got away from it because of different things, life, so on and so forth, and just recently picked it back up and read it, and here I am.
That's great. Wow. Yeah, that's you know, the book, Attracting Perfect Customers, is selling today just like it was 10 years ago, Steve. And no matter where we go, we have people who have a similar story to what you just expressed. It's got, you know, what we're going to be sharing here are universal principles that can be applied in any business to support you in being successful and support your customers in being successful. It's just a matter of being creative and clever and imaginative in how to integrate it into whatever whatever your business is. So thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Yeah. Who's next? Is that everybody? Has everybody had a chance to say? Is there anyone who hasn't had a chance to say hello, a little about your business, and why you're here? Okay, so did everybody kind of notice, you know, that there was starting to be a little connection there, you know? I mean, look at what happened between, you know, Carrie and Celeste, you know, and Alice, and, you know, it's like, oh, wow, we've got all these connections. Did anybody notice that? That's what's out there. And so this is, again, a demonstration of what you can do in creating. Another thing that showed up, I think, is a question of packages, putting together a package of resources. You know, each of us has unique and individual gifts and talents and experience, a myriad of years of experience that we'd like to be able to put together and then use that to support other people in being successful. Well, the strategic attraction planning process is a system, it's a structure and a system, a strategy that allows you to do that. And so what I want to do here now is give us all a taste of that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through the five steps. I'm going to just distinguish what the five steps are. And then we're going to actually have a taste of what it is to experience the strategic attraction planning process. Does that sound like a good idea? So here's what I'd like each of you to do, is each of you have a piece of paper that you can take some notes on. And I'm going to give you all five steps. And then I'm going to try and get creative. Then I'm going to ask each of you to come up with something that you're working on right now. You know, you talked about, you know, like Carrie, you were talking about integrating the Passion Test and Mankind Project and putting together, want to establish your coaching business, obviously wanting to make a difference for men in particular and having people be experience more passion in their lives, right? Nancy, you were talking about graphic design and design systems and WordPress website. You know, it's an incredible place to integrate the strategic, and we've already got customers who are very successful at integrating the strategic attraction planning process into just a business like that. And I know Julia Steggy, some of you may know who Julia is. She actually credits our program, getting certified, with supporting her in building a million-dollar business in graphic design, website building, social media, getting like 40,000 followers, writing a book based on our process. It's called The Branding from the Heart. This is magical what can happen when you learn this process. You get creative and imaginative, and you integrate it into your program. It has the ability to put the seemingly disparate pieces together so that you can see the picture on the top of your puzzle box. And so let's start with everybody. If you've got a sheet of paper, I just want you to, let's see how to do this. I have a little game that I play, and I ask people to fold, if you've got an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper in front of you, fold it in half. Okay, so everybody just do that. There's a method to my madness. So, everybody got their paper folded in half? You got your paper folded in half, say ready.
Ready.
All right. So, how did you fold your paper? long like a hot dog or fat like a hamburger?
I was going to ask.
Hot dog.
Okay. Steve, did I hear you say long or fat?
This is Carrie. I said I was going to ask, but I did it long.
Okay, Carrie, great. So, Carrie, why did you fold your paper long like a hot dog?
I wasn't thinking.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, anybody else?
This is Nancy, and I work with paper all the time, and I folded it the long way and thought, afterwards, I should be folding it the other way.
Oh, that's perfect. Oh, that is so perfect for this little demonstration. Okay, so Carrie folded it long because he wasn't thinking, and Nancy folded it long, and then she thought, oh, I should have folded it the other way. So, Carrie, folding the paper long, was that perfect for you?
I don't know. It depends on what I have to put on it.
Okay. And Nancy, you folded it long?
I folded it long because it actually folds better that way, and I knew that going into it because I know between warp and woof, but I actually like it short.
Great. So this little exercise is a demonstration of noticing, like, in your life, moment by moment, little seemingly insignificant activities like this, noticing what's perfect for me. And notice, just in this conversation, you know, what came out. Just about folding a piece of paper. So the strategic attraction planning process is based on asking and answering that question. What's perfect for me? So now that you've got your paper folded, I want you to, you've sort of got four quadrants. I want each of you to number the quadrants, 1, 2, 3, and 4. And when you get that done, say ready.
In other words, you want it folded both ways.
No. Yeah, so if I've got my paper folded long like a hot dog, I basically have two quadrants on one side and two quadrants on the other side.
Okay.
So I number 1, 2, 3, 4, top left of, each quadrant. And now next to the number 1, I want you to write the word describe. D-E-S-C-R-I-B-E. And I want you to write, describe the qualities, characteristics, and attributes of your perfect customer. Now, in this process, what you're going to be experiencing is the two aspects of gaining knowledge. One, I'm going to give you we're going to get an intellectual understanding of each of these steps, and you're going to have a direct personal experience, okay? And it's going to seem magical, the results that show up, but it's actually out of a strategy. I personally don't believe there is anything out of the blue. It all comes from what we call the power of strategic synchronicity. Synchronicities are all over. Sometimes we just don't see them. We just don't recognize them because we don't have a plan and a strategy in place to be able to recognize them and take advantage of them when they show up. There's no shortage of synchronicity. So I'm going to give you a tool, and I'm going to show you how to use it that will allow you to, after you get off this call, you're going to be in a much more powerful place, much more awake and aware to synchronicities that are all around you. Does that sound good? So, step one, and you know, here's the thing. It's really funny. I've been doing this class. As a matter of fact, one of the first classes I ever did was in Fairfield, Iowa with Janet Atwood.
No way.
Yes way. I am I am, I think, the first passion test participant. She called me up one day all excited and said, "Oh, Alan, you got to come here. I got this new thing I got to share with you." And she walks me through the passion test. That was, I think, in the year 2000. So maybe 14 years ago. So she's Janet and Chris are an overnight success. It's only taken 10 years. So, step number one of a strategic attraction. Oh, I know. I was going to say that what you're going to be experiencing here, you don't have to understand intellectually, understand the mechanics. It's kind of like quantum physics or turning on a light switch in your living room. Don't have to understand everything about electricity. Just have to know how to turn a light switch on. That's what you're experiencing here. This process has within it the power to shift you, to change you, to raise your inner vibration automatically. All you have to do is do it. So let's let the, quote, magic begin. So step one is describe the qualities, characteristics, and attributes of your perfect customer. Now, next to the number two on your paper, write the word identify. I-D-E-N-T-I-F-Y. Identify what makes you and your perfect customer tick. Identify what makes, you can say what makes you and your perfect customer tick, or what makes me and my perfect customer tick, whatever's perfect for you. Next to number three, write the word specify. S-P-E-C-I-F-Y. Specify what you want your perfect customers to expect of you. And next to number four, I want you to write the word declare. D-E-C-L-A-R-E, declare. Who you have to be to attract what you want. Now, here's a little interesting thing. I've been doing this for so long. When we wrote Being Attraction, What Love Has to Do with Business and Marketing, after writing that book, we shifted a few things, and then we realized there's actually a fifth step. So you might write somewhere in your paper the number five. And step five, of course, is attractive actions. What that's about is, what are the most attractive actions that I can take that are in alignment with everything I've written on my plan? So let's start this way, since we really want to get off this. Everybody wants to get something of value, right? I mean, you paid your $29. Let's get $29 worth of value, right? So, do we have a few brave people on the call who have something going on in your business? Like, you each mentioned a few things of what's going on. Anybody like to share, a particular area, a particular something that you're working on in your business?
I am. Celeste.
Celeste, yes.
Yeah. So I'm working diligently on bringing the passion test programs to the Latin community, starting in the Dominican Republic. And so what I'm working on now is creating a certification course for the passion test with at least 30 people in the Dominican Republic, or it could be Mexico also.
Okay. And so what if you had a breakthrough, in that? So you've got a goal, basically, of 30 people in a passion test certification program, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. So give me, what's an area, that if you had a breakthrough right now, today, in the next 60 minutes, what would that be? To support you if you had a breakthrough in fulfilling on this goal, what do you feel it would look like? Where do you need to?
Okay. in the next 60 minutes, I would have identified the people, places, and things that I can contact to make this happen.
Perfect. All right. So we're going to do that. Who else has something like Celeste and
this
is willing
Carrie?
To share it?
Carrie?
Yes. Carrie, yeah.
It's along the same line in that for me to be promoting and doing workshops on the Passion Test in Fairfield kind of doesn't work. It's sort of like, been there, done that. I know what it's all about. I don't need to follow up on it. And so what I'm looking for is how to be generating and promoting either an online presence or in particular, you know, finding a way to be attracting the men's groups around the country to be promoting the Passion Test through them. So those
Perfect.
Those are two aspects that I'm looking at.
Okay, got it. So basically you've been doing some workshops in Fairfield, and now you're looking at expanding your presence and generating a presence online and
That's
attracting
one aspect.
Yeah, and attracting men.
And basically within the Mankind Project, I've got a vision of bringing the Passion Test to the men to help support their mission and purpose when they've done the New Warrior Training Adventure, the weekend initiation that they do.
Great.
And you know, so there's I groups all around the country, and it's how to connect and link in with them to be presenting the Passion Test. And then the question is whether I travel or whether I can do something, you know, through Skype or some other way to be, you know, taking people through the Passion Test.
Right. Perfect. Okay. So there's an interesting piece there, Carrie, that I noticed, especially about Fairfield, is that one of the things that everyone on this call needs is to have something that you can say that people haven't heard before.
Right.
To have a unique sort of message and how to say it.
Right.
So it's just that, believe it or not, the antidote for that really shows up out of the strategic attraction planning process, because it's about you discovering your unique message. And that comes from you being able to identify what's perfect for you and what you really like to deliver, and having everything sourced out of that, because you're unique and different from all the other men in the Mankind Project. You're unique and different from all the other Passion Test facilitators in Fairfield and around the world. So what's key is what I see you saying is that you want to generate a package, an online presence that would be seen and heard, and you would be hired because you're unique and fundamentally different. So let's see if that can show up here. Something like that can show up here in the next 60 minutes. One more person brave enough to share what you're up to, if you had a breakthrough in this particular area, you feel like you could, you know, really move powerfully forward, what would that be?
This is Alice, and I think I don't want to repeat what you have already said, but it's like this. I mean, I want to, like, increase my activity as a Passion Test facilitator, especially because I can take advantage of the fact that I'm the only one Passion Test facilitator in Italy. And so I really want to benefit from this and to increase my one-to-one session. But also, I have a couple of clients asking more from me. I mean, they do not even know what I can offer, but they trust my person. They trust the way I address their issues and everything. So I want really, as you said, to discover my unique message to deliver to them and help them live a better life and keep on trusting me.
Alice, this is great. You just surfaced some very, very important and powerful wisdom for everyone on the call and listening at home. So, they trust you. And it's interesting.
Yeah.
What you said was you want to increase your passion test presence in Italy, and then you said because you're the only passion test facilitator in Italy, did you say?
Yeah.
Okay. So that sounds like it's a really great opportunity that you can really expand in Italy because you're the only one, right?
Yes.
Well, the truth is, even if there were 1,000 other passion test facilitators, there's only one Alice. One you. And what you're going to get in the next 60 minutes is you're going to I'm going to give you a tool that will allow you to get the real you. And then, so the fulfillment of your desire here in Italy basically comes out of, you know, like if you look at why do these people trust you so much, the people that you've already connected with and you know, are sharing yourself and your process with, they trust you because they resonate with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so how many other people are there out there in Italy like that? They may hear the passion test from 100 different people. But when they hear it from you, they get it. That's the point that I'm making. There are people who resonate with your vibration.
Okay.
When you say it, when you share it the way that you share it, they get it. So that's the possibility that you have in Italy or in any other place around the world. Same thing with Carrie when he's talking about having an online presence. When you get connected powerfully with what you want, with your honest, authentic self, and you begin to learn how to present that in a creative and imaginative way out into the world, it's like lighting your lighthouse. And all the people that resonate with that come to your door. So, let's, now that the three of you, and I thank you, Celeste, Carrie, and Alice, for being the brave ones and stepping up, you know, and being vulnerable. Now you've got something on the line. You've actually shared with this group of people what's up for you, what you'd like to have show up for you, what you're up against, and what you're up to creating in the world. So we're all here to support each of you in having that. And the beautiful thing is you have sort of raised the bar, if you will, for everyone, because every person on the call has something like what you've expressed. So let's take a look at how strategic attraction planning might support each of us in these areas. So, Carrie, would you like to... Well, let's see. Celeste, Carrie, and Allison, so three of you, which one of you would like to step up and be in the heart seat and work with me a little bit on the strategic traction planning process on one of these particular areas that you've mentioned? And everyone can listen. I want you to listen from that place that this person is speaking to you, because they are.
Sure.
So,
I want to be in the hot seat.
Okay, who's that?
Now.
That's Celeste.
Is it Celeste?
We're both talking at the same time.
Yeah. Okay, so Celeste, we can get to all three of you. We'll see. Okay, so Celeste.
Yes.
Your goal, 30 people, certification passion test in, where was it, in Dominican
Republic?
Somewhere
in Latin America.
Somewhere in Latin America. Okay. And your question was to identify and find people and places. So let's look at it this way. Let's say you've got you want to find the perfect location, okay, and you want to have a room filled with 30 people who are becoming fashion test facilitators, right?
Yes.
All right. So let's start there. Start with standing. You're standing in front. This is what we call masterminding from the future. Okay. So now Celeste and all of us can participate here. Celeste is standing in front of the room. Janet is there, you know, with her headphone on. And, you know, maybe Chris is there too. And you've got 30 people in the room. Got it, Celeste? You got that picture in your mind?
Yes, I got it.
Great. Now, what has to happen between right here on this call and that? What happens when you start thinking about that? You go, oh, my goodness, I got to do this, I got to do that. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to use a strategic attraction planning process standing on that stage right now, okay? So everyone had work on this with Celeste, but work on whatever, because each of you has that exact situation. You've got something you want. You either have a room to fill, you have a calendar to fulfill with perfect customers, whatever it is. The process is going to be the same whether you're working one-on-one or with a large group of people, whether you're working trying to go into a company or whatever it is, whether you're a graphic designer building websites for people. You want this collection of perfect customers. So Celeste has just set this up. She's standing there in front of her room full of 30 perfect customers. Perfect, what would you call them? Passion test facilitator course participants?
Yes.
Great. So step number one, I want you to describe, and it should be easy now because you're standing in front of a room full of them, right?
Yeah.
This is great. So I want you to describe the qualities, characteristics, and attributes of your perfect passion test course participant, passion test facilitator course participant.
You want me to describe them to you now?
I want you to write, I want you to write down on your paper, say 3 to 5 qualities.
Okay.
And I want everyone else to do the same for you. So you see what we did with Celeste? She identified the type of relationship that she wants to attract. In her case, it was the perfect passion test course participant, passion test facilitator course participant. Okay? So think of what that is for you and write it down on your paper. And then under step one, write 3 to 5 qualities, characteristics, and attributes of that perfect customer. And so, Celeste, when you got 3 to 5 of them, say ready.
Okay, so I have three.
Great. So what are they?
So the participants really want to help people be passionate about what they do.
They want to help people be passionate. Perfect.
They truly care about others.
Okay.
And they want to make a difference.
Great. So you see how step one works? You can just really start fleshing this out. You get to fill the room starting today, Celeste. And you get to fill the room with your perfect course participants. So can you kind of see how this works on a vibrational level? That if you start to get really clear and focused, like who's in the room, all the how-to, the synchronicities, will start to show up for you. I'm talking like right after this call. So I want you to start really fleshing out step one. You know, they want to help people. You know, what does that look like for Celeste? What would be the what's that look like? Perfect for Celeste, people who want to help people. They want to make a difference. Anybody else want to sort of chime in and support Celeste? What else would she want in her perfect passion test facilitator course participant?
Mine are actually similar to hers, but the first one came up as a strong interest in personal development.
Great. Anybody else?
But you know what?
Ellie?
Yes? Go ahead.
It's Alice here. The characteristic of my ideal client is ordinary people that want and are ready to transform their life.
Right. So you see, for Alice, that's a very important quality for you, right?
Yeah.
Want and are ready to transform their life or their business or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So Alice would look at that, and you could sort of, you know, flesh that out. Well, what does that look like for Alice? So the same for Celeste. What does that look like for Celeste? So Celeste, you're filling that room with these kind of people, and you're getting really clear and focused who they are, what they look like, okay? Step number two is identify what makes me and my perfect customer tick. Now, this is where we turn on the light in the lighthouse. This is where, well, I didn't get to tell the story about Janet, but basically she got me to Houston, Texas to a training. The two of us went to a training where Jan, my wife, business partner, perfect mate, asked me, what makes you tick? And being in corporate life, you know, I was a director of sales and marketing for a telecommunications company at the time, and, you know, we didn't talk about that kind of stuff. I'm like, well, what do you mean? You know, she says, well, what gets you out of bed in the morning? You know, and I was just such a tough nut. And finally she says, well, do you have any perfect customers? And this is the way it usually works for men. Women usually just drop right down. They just get it, what makes me tick, what gets me out of bed in the morning, what, you know, is the driving force in my life. There may be some wordsmithing around it, as we'll see. But for me, when she asked me, she said, okay, do you have a perfect customer? And I knew exactly who that person was. It was a guy who I'd connected with. He lived in Detroit, and he helped people emigrate from Albania. And I set him up with this really great long-distance calling plan, and he said, Alan, tomorrow I have 250 new customers for you. I laughed. I said, yeah, sure. The next day, there was 150 letters of authorization in my fax machine, and the next day after that, there was another 150. The guy kept his word, and he was somebody who was interested in making a difference for people, supporting them when they came over from Albania, helping them get a place to live, get a job, even be able to stay connected, you know, with family in Albania. And so when she said that, I immediately recognized, oh, Dede Beleshi, yeah. He was my perfect customer. And she says, well, what do you think made him tick? That I could answer. You know, just what I said. He wanted to make a difference for people. He was interested in connecting people, keeping them connected with his family. And so out of that, I was able to really get a deeper expression of what it is that makes me tick. So let's see if we can do that for you, Celeste. Shall we?
Yeah, I'm ready. I got it.
All right. So, well, okay. So, do you have what makes you tick?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Integrity, self-development, making a difference, having fun, being flexible, connecting people to each other.
Perfect. So integrity, self-development, having fun. What was the rest of it?
Being flexible.
Oh, yeah. And?
And connecting people to each other. I'm a natural people connector.
Oh. So if I were to say to you that you had to just choose one of those expressions, which one would you choose?
That makes me sick. What gets me up in the morning?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like you know, the first choice process of the passion test. This one or that one or that one.
I know. Making a difference.
Okay, so let's just so making a difference versus integrity, self, having fun, being flexible, and connecting people. Because didn't I just hear you say that you're a natural connector?
Yeah, I am.
What's so attractive to you about connection, making connections?
Well, it's like I can't help doing it. You come to me and you tell me you have this talent, and I say, oh, my God, you just got to meet this person. And then they hit it off. The only thing that I have with that is that I don't know how to monetize that skill.
Oh, uh-huh. Interesting.
Yes.
Oh, that's so great. Okay, so just a little tip for everybody. Celeste has shared some very valuable wisdom here for us all. That if you feel that there's something that you do naturally that you can't help doing it, it probably has something to do with what makes you tick. Just something to notice, okay? So I would ask you to try on this word connection.
Yeah, I do need to try that on.
Yeah. Now, this is how getting what makes you tick works. It's a process. You know, it took me, I'm going to tell you how long it took me. It won't take you that long. So start with connection, okay? And you'll see that out of identifying this for yourself, you'll get what that is for you and how that shows up and why it lights you up. So let's try. So I want you to introduce yourself, Celeste. Say, hi, my name is Celeste, and what makes me tick is connection.
So, hi, my name is Celeste, and what makes me tick is connection.
How does that feel?
Natural.
Yeah. So you're on the right track. So try that on, you know, be with it and see how it kind of evolves and see what shows up, what things show up in your life. So now let's take Celeste back to that room where she's got 30 perfect Passion Test Facilitator course participants sitting in the room that she's attracted for this certification training, right? Are you ready, Celeste?
I'm ready.
All right, so just like me, when Jan asked me, what do you think makes, you know, your perfect customer tick? Looking out into that room, what do you think makes them tick?
Connection.
Yeah. Now look at them. They're all connecting with each other. Look at them. They're like falling in love with each other in this certification training, right?
Oh, yeah,
isn't that what happens?
Exactly what happens.
That's exactly what happens. So look at them. Look at this room full of people making connections. Oh, you're from so-and-so? You're from, they're exchanging business cards, and they're just like, they're falling in love with each other. Connecting. Now, connecting with each other on a much deeper level than they've ever connected before around what's passionate for them, what they're passionate about. I mean, this is a deep conversation. What am I passionate about? So now, got it? You're standing, do you see now how you've evolved your vision of that room of 30 people?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, step three. This is a very key step. Specify what you want your perfect customer to expect of you. Now, this is almost a trick question, isn't it? Because how would you answer that, Celeste?
Well, it's a trick question because I expect them to, for me, that I connect with them.
Okay, perfect. So that's perfect. The traditional mistake that we make is we think that we have to provide what other people expect us to provide. And that's the trick in this. It's actually the other way around. I want them to expect me to provide what I want to provide.
Ah.
Now, yeah, the is that now the responsibility is on me to really get clear. Well, what is it that I want to provide? How do I want to provide it? You know, do I want to do my marketing on a billboard on the New Jersey Turnpike? Or do I want to do one-on-one connections at networking meetings? Do I want to do a speaking engagement? Well, that starts to get more and more clear. All the pieces of how am I going to fill the room start to show up out of what it is that I want to do. So I specify what you want your perfect customer to expect of you. And I like what you just said because you got it that side one is really related. Step one is about them. Step two is about both of us. Step three is about me. So there's some relationship between the three steps here. So I want, for example, I want my customers, my perfect passion test facilitator course participants to expect me to be connected. Right?
Right.
Now, what does that look like for Celeste? If I want my perfect passion test course facilitator course participants to expect me to be connected, what does that look like for Celeste?
They expect me to send them information via maybe a newsletter or...
Yeah, now I just want to correct it. You say, I want them to expect me to provide them with current information.
Okay.
Get it? Because
yes.
So it's a perfect example. Do you want to provide your, you can provide information in a lot of different ways. Is a newsletter what's perfect for Celeste? Or is it a personal phone call?
Yeah, I think personal phone call for me.
There you go. I want my perfect customers to expect me to stay connected with them through personal phone calls. See, that's important for you to identify that. Because if there's all these other people out there saying, oh, you should have a newsletter and you should have the other thing, but that's not perfect for you, it won't work. It doesn't matter how much technology you put behind it. It's not perfect for you. I know when Jan first asked me this question on this training that Jan Atwood and I were on, I had on my list, I want my perfect customer to expect me to return their phone calls within an hour. Jan says to me, well, how many customers do you have? I said, well, I've got 32 salespeople and about 2,500 customers. And she says, and you want them to expect you to return a phone call within an hour? And I had this magical shift. I went, oh, that's what the corporate culture expects. That's not what I want. I want my perfect customers to expect me to return their phone calls when it's perfect for me. Because that's what they want. They want me to be at 100%. If I return their phone call when I'm not prepared, I don't have the information or whatever, they don't want that. So just that little shift, what's perfect for me? That's the key, the secret to step number three. And most programs, this is why you will not go this way. Most programs get step one, and that's it. Most self-development programs. You're learning a process that just allows you to go as deep as you want in your own business to discover what's most perfect for you and then provide that to your perfect customers, and that's what's most attractive. And trust me, it's a process. We're going to have major results just from this class. And so Celeste, thank you, because staying connected with people with a personal phone call, guess what? That's what's
what?
Perfect for me too. And so this is how it works, everybody. This is how you borrow benefits. Celeste has just surfaced wisdom for me. And I'm like, oh, yes, that's right. And so I'm going to stay connected with each of you with a personal phone call, because I want to hear what's happened after this class. I want to hear what you're up to. I want to stay connected in that way. And a personal phone call is what's perfect for me. Yes, I like emails. I like newsletters and all like that. It's great. I like sending postcards. So, Celeste, standing in your room, you've got these 30 people. Are you starting to, like, really see that group manifest?
Yes.
Now, add to it that there's 30 people there that you have been connected with through personal phone calls. What's that feel like?
It feels amazing.
Yeah. All right. This step number three is very, very powerful and, like I said, as it was for me, very, very challenging. Step number four, this is where we can have a little bit of fun. And so declare who you have to be to attract what you say you want. So for you, Celeste, standing in there, this is how you really come up with what your being is. Standing in front of that room with those 30 people that you've been connecting with over the phone, personally over the phone, and who are all demonstrating the qualities, characters, and attributes of your perfect Passion Test course participant, Passion Test facilitator course participant, and they're connecting with each other, who have you been being to have that show up?
Well, I've been making it about them.
And what does that mean? I mean, I totally get what you're saying, but I'm like, you know.
Yeah. You know, it's like, what's in it for them, you know, other than focusing on what's in it for me.
Well, we all focus on, you know, we all listen to the same radio station, WIIFM, okay?
Yes.
What's in it for me? All right, so that's just a given on this planet. So what is actually underneath the meaning, the deeper meaning of making it about them? Who really is them? I mean, who did we all already distinguish is really showing up in that room? Who are they? They're passionate. They're passionate about helping others. They're, you know, they've got all these qualities. They're connecting. So who are they? Who is someone that is like that?
So who I have to be to attract what I want is engaging.
Engaging, great. So that's who you've been being. And so the fifth step would be, what are the attractive actions that I need to take to fulfill on all of that?
Find more people to engage with.
Yes, and so let's just, what's one action that you could take that would fulfill on that, finding more people to engage with in the way that's perfect for you? What's one thing you could do?
I can go and speak at the local bookstore.
Yes. Speaking engagement. Bingo. So that's your, so I want you to write that down. That's your first most attractive action. So I want to, you know, connect. Is everybody else still with us? Do we?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, good. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't sure. It kind of felt a little quiet out there. So now, I'm hoping that the sort of the silence, the energetic silence that I'm feeling is people going, oh wow. That's, I could be doing that. I could fill a room full of perfect people like that. And this strategic attraction planning process has just given me leverage to do that for my own business. And did anybody have the aha yet that, hey, you know what? I could be doing what Alan's doing for my customers. If I were certified and had, you know, the process, and trust me, when you get certified, you know, you're trained immediately. It's, even though it's a year-long structure of support and whatnot, you get certified like from day one. The transformation happens as soon as you register for the SACAT program. But has anybody had sort of an aha experience that, wow, if I could learn to do what Alan's doing, I could actually, you know, really make a difference for in my business with this tool and add it to my arsenal? Any ahas around that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, great. So, in the last, we've just got a few minutes, like 20 minutes left here. Let's sort of, like, really bring it home for everybody who's on the call here. I want you to step up and share with me what you saw for yourself. As Celeste was willing, and Celeste, you know, thank you. You're amazing. You did such a great job. I get it. I see that room full of 30 people.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You know? And how about everybody else? Everybody else see Celeste standing in front of that room full of 30 people? Janet and Chris smiling next to her and giving her the kudos and acknowledgement for what all the personal phone calls that she connections she's made to fill this room?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm standing up there with you. Because you know what? Now we're in relationship, and so your success is my success. And that's the same for all of our perfect customers. There's something in it for us. That's the WIIFM. What's in it for me, Celeste, is you standing in front of that room with 30 people. That's what's in it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you know what? I want the same thing. I want to be standing in front of a room here in Santa Fe with 100 SACATs. So you've just enlivened this whole conversation for me. I just have to be imaginative and creative and see how it applies to me and how I, you know, now get off this call and take my next first most attractive action. And maybe it's setting up a speaking engagement. Maybe it's setting up a, you know, a joint venture program that I'm working on. But it's whatever it is, it's going to involve being in a relationship with somebody, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So with that, let's see who has the courage to build on what Celeste has opened up for us here. Is anybody willing to share what you saw for yourself out of Celeste being
I'll
willing to
in.
Go through? Yes. Is that Carrie?
Yep. Yes, it is. Basically, there's a lot of similarity between what Celeste is going through and what I want to do. And I guess if I jump to step five, is my attractive action plan is to develop a talk that I can do as a speaking engagement.
Perfect. Yes.
Before I can go to a Lions Club or Rotary Club or whatever, I need to know what the heck I'm going to say.
Exactly. You need to have something to say that people haven't heard before.
Right.
You need to have something to say that is universally identified as something valuable, and that people are going to hear it, and they're going to hear you, hire you, and refer you to others. So develop the talk. Now, we have, I keep feeling like I'm a 30-second commercial for the SACAT community, but, you know, why not? I learned this from Janet. You know, you can't be 3 feet away from Janet Atwood and not have her try to enroll you as a passion test certification facilitator, right, Carrie?
Yep.
Yeah, it's just, you know, and she is just such a perfect demonstration of really what's underneath what you just surfaced, because Janet is a perfect example of someone who is what I call fearless. She's confident. Yes, she's got skills that makes her confident, but she has overcome. She has done all the work, and trust me, I know, because I was in a lot of the programs and courses with her and Chris. She has done the work to overcome her inner obstacles, her whatever you call them. So she has overcome those doubts. So when she confronts, when she meets you at the airport and speaks to you, she doesn't see any doubts in you. She sees past them. She sees the real you. And that's who she's talking to. And so she is totally unafraid to talk to anyone about the Passion Test certification program. And so, Carrie, that's where you want to get to in the first step of developing your I guess your confidence is just like you said, so develop a talk that you can give anywhere. A 30-second talk, 5-minute talk, 20-minute, 1-hour presentation. And in our SACAT training, we actually work with people. We have a thing that's called 6 Steps to a Powerful Share. Because your talk, in order for it to be unique and different, and to be something that people haven't heard before, it has to be your story. Because your personal story has within it your unique message. And so that's one of the things that we work with people on in the SACAT training. Who else has seen something for yourself out of what Carrie has just shared and what Celeste through the strategic attraction planning process?
Hi, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
And I did find number 3 to be really powerful and possibly life-changing if I give it some serious thought, because I have always been about serving my customers and being what they want. And to turn that around, then I would come from a place of non-fear, and it's certainly where I need to be.
Wow. Yeah. And I would take the word possibly out of there, Nancy. You know what I mean? It is life-changing.
I don't remember using the word possibly, but...
Oh, yeah, you said possibly life-changing.
No. Okay.
Yeah, it is life-changing for you. And, I'm happy to stay connected with you around that. Oh, I get it. It sets you free. And not only that, Nancy, this shift for you will connect you with a powerful, I'm going to say you're not alone now. It turns out that your perfect customers actually want from you what you want to provide. And so now you've got a whole team out there supporting you in finally doing what it is that you want to do. And the rest is just structure, having a structure and being able to create a package and a presentation so that you can exchange this value. Because I have to tell you, Nancy, with what you just said here, you have something unique and fundamentally different inside. You have a gift. You have something to share that will make a difference for a lot of people. What is it that you do exactly?
Well, as a graphic designer, mentioned, 20 years, and I was introduced to WordPress almost 3 years ago now. Right. And what I found working with my clients, what I loved to do most, and what I felt started their project from a really strong foundation, was to start with their irresistible free offer and really focus on making it irresistible, because that then drove the header design and helped me decide what was the best theme for them. So I came to the decision 2 months ago that I was going to focus solely on the irresistible free offer. And because that is what I truly love to do the most, and then both teach people how to do it, and then if they don't want to do it themselves, they can hire me to do it.
Yeah, wow, irresistible free. I love it. How to choose the best theme for them out of what, 150,000 themes now?
Yes, although right now I've also decided to really focus in on. I'm solely with the Genesis framework and the StudioPress themes for many reasons. I know a few of them really well, and that's what I do well. And I can get, and I also train my clients on how to use their site afterward. But it all starts in my mind with this free offer.
Yeah, and so creating, you're absolutely correct, and the challenge that people have with creating that free offer goes back to what Carrie mentioned about developing his talk. People don't know. They keep thinking, where do I get my free offer? What does it look like? What is it? Well, guess what? It's inside of me. It's my story. That's what it is. That's my free offer. That's how I create my free offer, and that's how I create my online offering. It all comes from getting connected. This life-changing experience that you just said you had, that's where it comes from. Discovering that I'm now free to be me. And guess what? That's what everybody, all my perfect customers, wanted in the first place. They're all out there waiting for you, everybody, waiting for you to get free. As Nancy has just sparked that freedom. So I also want to point out, so did everybody notice that when Nancy expressed that about, wow, this step three thing, man, that's a life-changing experience for me. You know, instead of being what they want, now I have access perhaps to no longer being afraid, you know, and actually expressing what I want. Did anybody else get moved by when she said that?
Yeah.
And Alan, what I wrote down at that point was that I need to walk my talk.
That's it. So this is what walking your talk looks like. Discovering what I really want and how I want to offer it. That's what walking your talk is. And so Nancy and everybody. So here's, how do I say this? I'm stumbling over myself because I'm so moved by what you just said. Because that's like, this is on a 90-minute teleclass. And here's somebody that I can acknowledge myself for, that I have, just by presenting this five-step process, I have opened the possibility for someone having a life-changing experience. And she just told me so. That's like, you know, that's like my fondest desire. That's like my number one passion. That's my purpose. That's me living my purpose, giving my truest gift. You know, so Nancy, thank you. And I want to point out, who else on the call would like to have the experience that I'm having right now with your perfect customers? How many would you like to have your perfect customers go, wow, I think I may have just had a life-changing experience.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to sound like a broken record. That's what's available in our SACAP program. It's starting in September, and really you can get started immediately with all our online stuff. And anybody who, you know, if you just say, okay, I'm in, I got to do this, you know, and register, we've got a $1,000 discount. We've got a special offer of a laser coaching call with Jan or myself. So it's kind of like if you feel you've had a little taste of an opening that you could really move your business powerfully forward on this call, trust me, a laser coaching call is where you bring something like, you know, some of the things that people have brought here, and we just laser focus on it.
So, Alan, this is
yes.
Carrie. I'm very much interested in the question I've got is kind of timing. On the things that I'm passionate about on my plate, almost every weekend between now and October is kind of full. And just I've got a lot of stuff that I'm doing that I'm focused on. So whether I could, and we can take this offline and talk more on it, whether I can get involved for a September program,
the first three months are all on the phone, and I think the live event is in November sometime. So here's the thing, you know, if you're like Terry, and which we all are, this is what shows up. He's that's something I like to be in, and I, you know, some things to work out. You know, let's get on the phone. Let's have a personal connection on the phone, and we'll work those things out. And Carrie, you have surfaced something really, really cool also. So here it is. You've got a dream, and this is for everybody. We all have a dream of what our business and our life could look like. And stuff happens, circumstances, you know, just like you described it. I've got all this stuff. My plate is full, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, these are things that are part of my dream.
Yeah, I got I totally got it, yeah. So, and the key word there being part of my dream. And I can't remember, who was it? Wasn't Maurice, it was somebody. Somebody said to me one time, said, well, Alan, you know, I was trying to make a decision of something like this, and whether I had the time or the and he said to me, "Well, Alan, you know, if I offered you a 2-week vacation and all expenses paid in Hawaii, but you had to leave tomorrow morning at 8:00, what would you do?" And I went, "Oh, you know, the process is if it's important enough to me and I believe in it, I'll make the necessary changes." So if you're in that place where you've got something that you recognize this is something that you'd like to do and you got some things to work out, call me because I can support you in helping you work that out. If it works out, great. And if it doesn't, you know when it's perfect for you. This is perfect customers. It's about when is it perfect for you. But I'm here to support anybody in fulfilling on your dream. And if you feel like the SACAP program is something that might support you in that, and you got some things to work out. And I thank you, Celeste, for giving me freedom again around personal phone calls.
You're welcome.
I'm here to have a personal phone call with anyone who wants to talk about working out the details of how to participate in the SACAP program. And because what's in it for me, as you all have said, is that what I get is I get to live my purpose. I get to do what I was born to do, is be connected with people like each and every one of you. I mean, you know, we're in a relationship now. I'm here to support you in in having all of what you've expressed show up. So we're almost at the end of our time. One more minute. Is there anybody who has either something showed up for you that you'd like to share very quickly?
Well, I just want to know more about the certification program.
Okay, great. I will call. I will give you a personal phone call, Celeste.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I can't tell you how valuable that has been for me. I am so thrilled. So yeah, we'll call. So anybody wants to just either email me or call me, you know, send me flowers. Just say, Alan, I'd like to know more about the SACAP program. So let's just put a bow on it to finish this up. I'd like each of you to think of maybe one or two words that you feel expresses something that you got of value out of being on this call. Who'd like to go first?
I definitely got clarity.
Clarity, thank you.
Authenticity, honesty.
Authenticity, honesty, thank you.
Confidence and clarity.
Confidence and clarity.
And focus.
Focus.
Right.
Yeah.
Confidence as well for me.
Yeah. Confidence. Anybody else? Well, for me, I would say life-changing. Life-changing, clarity, authenticity, honesty, confidence, focus. I'll have some of that. So thank you, each and every one of you. I am so thrilled and honored to have spent this time with you. Let's stay connected. If there's any way that I can support you in fulfilling on your number one passion and fulfilling on your dreams, just give me a personal phone call or an email or whatever. Whatever is perfect for you. All right. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Ciao. Bye. Ciao.